we okay to continue? Thank you. Where we left off before the recess, we were discussing the Dominion Hospitality case. Again, this is just in relation to the classification split that's been proposed on those condominium units that have been classified as commercial. Just to recap, what we're talking about is how the property was developed, how it was intended for residential use, and then its use as nightly rental if the owner so chooses to put it on nightly rental. One of the other differences between the Dominion Hospitality case and these condominium units is that each particular owner can choose to put on nightly rental or take off nightly rental at any time. The contracts for the properties that I've looked at, Hilton and at Thousand Hills, they have the option to take it off nightly rental if they so choose, which means that the availability question is out there. It's not the same as a hotel, where it's always a hotel. There's really no other use it could be used for, whereas in the case of a condominium unit, a unit owner could choose to put it on nightly rental or take it off nightly rental at any time.
Were we given the wrong information? And we were told the Hilton had a five-year contract. They couldn't take it out for 5 years. Is that wrong?
No, I've been told that it's a 30-day, they can cancel their rental contract at 30 days.
One of our appeals told us that.
One of our appeals told us that they were...
Their contract stated 5 years.
5 years.
They cannot remove it.
I've been working directly with the developers in the Hilton, so that's all I can tell you. If it says something in a particular contract to that effect, I can't speak to that. Okay, so the difference again is that the availability, it's not always there if a particular condominium unit does not choose to leave it on nightly rental. So for each particular condominium unit, I believe you have to look at each parcel separately and make a determination on whether or not that condominium unit was primarily used for transient housing. And what the parcels that I've appealed today that have been commercially classified, what we've done is we've had each of those condominium unit owners sign an affidavit saying that over the course of 2007 and 2008, they were not rented for more than 184 days. 50% of the year, meaning that it was not primarily used and subject to Missouri sales tax for more than 50% of the year. So the unit owner, go ahead.
Was that available, or was that how much it was actually rented?
That was the amount that it was actually rented, because those are the numbers that we...
So the nights it just didn't fill up.
In many circumstances, that's probably true, yes. But the question here, again, is does that availability test applied in the same way to a condominium unit as it does to a hotel? And I would suggest that it doesn't, because of the form of ownership, because each individual unit owner has control of their own property separately and can make a determination on whether it's rented nightly or not, as opposed to a hotel like the Marriott in the Dominion Hospitality case, where it was designed as a hotel and they just happened to rent it, in some circumstances, longer than 30 days.
You don't think that's what's happened now? I've owned these condos. It's the owner's option whether they make them available for rental or not.
Right.
Period.
That's exactly right.
And we have, Carrie, we have several owners that call in and request that it be put on commercial when they're being charged. They have had residential, and then they call and ask this board to make the decision to put it on commercial. So it's kind of a two-way street there. It's not like we're forcing them to do anything other than what the state tells us to do. When we are directed or mandated by the state to perform certain actions as a BOE, then we have to follow those actions. And whenever they call us and tell us that they want their condo put on at a commercial rate, other than the residential rate that it's on because it had previously been that way, it's rather confusing to me that they would do that to raise their own taxes other than to avoid penalty somewhere down the line.
And I can't speak to why those individuals would do that. All I can tell you is that the people who've individually appealed here today believe that their units were rented for the ones that I've proposed on the list that have been rented for less than 50% of the year should be taxed at the percentage of the nights rented. So if they were rented, say, 75 nights a year, 25% of the year, they should be taxed 25% commercial, 75%
residential. Carrie, can we move on from this? Because you're asking us right here to do something we can't do by law. period. We're going to have to turn you down on this portion so that you can appeal it. That's fine.
The problem you've got also, and Carrie hadn't went into, sales tax is collected on commercial rental condos. Sales tax cannot be collected on residential properties that she's requesting all these to go back to residential. Now you put yourself in the Department of Revenue in two positions as saying this commercial property is or is not collecting sales tax. If it's residential, Mr. Assessor, why are we having to collect sales tax on nightly rentals? The Department of Revenue is all over this. This is not just in front of this board. The Department of Revenue is on this extremely hard.
And this is fine. We don't disagree with you. The assessor agrees with you. We agree with you that this is not the way the law should be. But we can't change the law by ourselves.
Well, I'll look at this the same as a hotel. You know, a hotel rents 80% of their rooms. Is the other 20% going to be taxed commercial or not? Because they're out of the whole year, they only rent 80% of the available nights. You know, every one of the clients you represent that is here that has their place for rent is going through some rental agency or the developer or something saying, okay, rent these. Just because it doesn't get rented doesn't mean that it should be residential.
I think the difference, I understand completely what you're saying. I think the difference is that in the situation of a hotel, it's owned by one individual, and it's not a single hotel room, is not owned by somebody different than the next hotel room.
Still available for rent.
Right, that's true in the case of a hotel. What I'm saying is in the case of the condominium unit owners, they have the option to take it on or off nightly rental at any time. So the same tests don't apply from a hotel that's owned by one person completely all the time available for nightly rental as opposed to individual condominium units owned by separate individuals and can be taken on or off nightly rental whenever they choose.
We handle those all the time. The people who say, hey, we're being taxed commercial. We don't rent it out by the night. We have maybe in some cases a permanent renter in there. Then that's residential. That is not commercial, even though it's rental property, period.
I think what Dr. Rose is saying to you is we are in total agreement with what you're saying, other than we can't treat you special, we can't treat the client special from the 452 units, because we would have to treat the whole county equal. We are a board of equalization, and we are in agreement with part of your argument, because that's what we did for years, and then we were sent an order by the state not to do that anymore. So I think if you could move on to your case, that you would probably benefit and not take up any more of our time, because I think as you look across, you can see that we can't do what you're asking for in that case.
I've got a question, though, before
sure.
you move on.
Sure.
Has something changed from 08 to 09? Why are you here now? Were these cases brought to us last year?
They were not. Many of these units were not on commercial classification last year. Many of them were changed this year. Many of the people just didn't know. So they contacted us this year.
Okay, so that's why you're here.
Yes.
The other argument I would have is that
every condominium was.
We cannot look at every individual condo, I don't think, and determine exactly what percent it was rented and wasn't. You'd have to do it, you know, every condo one by one throughout the whole county, based on what you're saying, because, you know, there may be 10 condos rented by one rental agency here, and they keep them 80% full. And another 10 over here that has another rental agency, and they happen to, because they don't advertise or do much, they only rent them 30% of the time. How can we determine that, or how can that be determined by the
Sure. I think there's a couple ways to do it. One of the ways is that Mr. Strahan has sent out in the past two reassessment cycles, has sent out a questionnaire saying, do you rent your unit for nightly purposes? And if they say yes, then he's classified them as commercial. If they say no, then he classifies them as residential. Or if they don't send it back, then it gets classified. But what the statute says is that if a parcel can be attributed to two separate uses, you are to split the classification among the two uses. It's no different than a parcel that contains agricultural and residential. You're to determine the amount that is attributed to each use. It's the same exact thing.
Well,
and
fine.
I think
make that argument to the state and get the law changed. We'd be delighted.
Yeah, there's no argument on my part. I believe it's handled
wrong. That's the
reason
I think we need to move on.
My hands are tied.
Because that part, we agree with you, we just can't do anything about it.
I'll move on. I would.
Let me clear something up on that, too.
Sure.
Just because the statute says that, that doesn't mean that's what the State Tax Commission is going to do. with the argument that we went before court on the 15% amount of funding that they could withhold per year. The statute clearly states that. They did not do that. The 30% personal property, which they did not have any argument with, the statute says that, and they did not fulfill it. So just because the statute says that, it does not mean that the State Tax Commission is going to follow those rules. And
well,
that makes it very difficult.
We're not here this morning to anticipate what the State Tax Commission would do. We're here to talk about the data that we have and the law that exists.
Right.
And one of the other pieces before I move on, Mr. Rose, I completely understand what you're saying, but I think it would serve us to look at the law and the differences between Dominion Hospitality and these condominium units, because the statutes also say, even if the State Tax Commission doesn't follow it, the statute also say is that you're...
Excuse me, sir. The agent representing these taxpayer has the right to present her evidence, then we're to hear the assessor's response, and then you're to make the decision. She has the right to present her evidence.
But I'm saying that the evidence that she's presenting, I want to hear the other evidence. I'm saying on the one thing where we are told by the State Tax Commission what we must do is not debatable. I mean, she can present it all she wants to. It's going to be a no, and then we hope you'll go there.
What happened in 2007, we had Dominion Hospitality versus Shipman at that time, and we had a bunch of people come in at that time. And we did receive, and I know it talk is cheap, but we received an email from Randy Turley, General Counsel at the State Tax Commission, that said, we understand that Dominion causes a problem, and that I suppose there could be a distinction between the Dominion Hospitality Hotel in St. Charles and these condo units, but basically their interpretation was that we were to use that. But then when approached with all of these appeals, since Taney County is probably the number one place for timeshare in the state, and they looked to us to lead, they said, do what's fair. Just do what's fair, and we'll see what we can do to back you up, is what they said.
So they withheld the fund.
In addition to that, the statute also says is that you're to look at what the State Tax Commission has done in the past. State Tax Commission, we reached agreements with the State Tax Commission in 07 and 08 to do these very same splits that we're talking about. So I believe that you can look at the evidence and you can make a determination. It's your decision on what you do. Mr. Paulson's made a good point. But I believe that if you look at the law, you look at the difference between the form of ownership, the way it's developed, the fact that the declaration says it's a residential property is very, very different than a hotel that's designed as a hotel and remains a hotel and not owned by separate people. Mr. Straffis.
I believe early on, and when you started to discuss this part of your case, you had three things that you were going to identify: the intention, the word primarily, and then sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you got to the sales tax.
You're right.
Okay. We've heard two-thirds of it. If you could
do it brief.
Okay.
What I started to say a bit ago about the affidavits was that each of these individuals has submitted an affidavit that says they've not rented it for more than 50% of the year. What that affidavit also says is that they've not the sales tax, and if you look at the statute, sales tax is only applied to a hotel, motel, tavern, inn, restaurant, or other place in which rooms, meals, and drinks are regularly served to the public. If that room or that condominium unit sits vacant, it's not subject to sales tax. So if the unit is not subject to sales tax, it's not rented for more than 50% of the year, and the property was originally designed as a residence under the declaration of the condominium, that's very different than a hotel that is entirely used for nightly rental owned by one individual. And again, the same nights would be subject to sales tax.
But again, doesn't it come down to availability, the definition of availability?
It does.
Essentially.
It does. Sure. But I think you may have been out of the room, Mr. Paulson, but the point I made on that was that in these particular situations, because individuals own the condominium units separately, they can choose when and when they do not rent their unit. So they can take it on and off rental at any time, meaning that it may not be available during the time that it's vacant, which is difficult to determine because it's a single individual condominium unit. They have the power and control as opposed to one owner of the hotel. And so if it's sitting vacant, it's very difficult to tell again. So I think the test in that situation has to be the number of nights that it was actually rented. And the split would be made based on the number of nights it was actually rented.
I doubt if too many of these owners would prefer it set vacant.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If they had a choice between it being rented one night and not being rented, I would say that they would prefer it.
Oh, sure, and if it was rented for 70% of the year, they would probably, I mean, they would happily pay commercial rate because they would be receiving revenue during that time. Okay.
Dr. Rose, could I ask one question of Kerry? This board sets values. Have you determined a value that this decrease would be request to them of reducing this value?
Are you asking that if you took the 465 people that they represent, multiply by the value, and take 32%, take 19%, and subtract those amounts, and how much money would it mean?
We request every taxpayer to put on their form their reduction of value.
Yes, it's on all of the forms.
How much? Did you have a total?
Do you want a total? You're talking about just the condominium units. Are you talking about the amount that it would reduce the assessed value or the amount it would reduce in each taxation?
Yes.
I honestly don't know on the assessed value. I can tell you what it would save them in taxes based on the levy. As a total?
Yeah.
No, I can't tell you that as a total. It's approximately $1,200 per unit per year.
Not on 400?
No. Only on the list of the commercial units. I can tell you what they are.
Let me ask this. Would this open it up for all the other people that are currently?
Because I thought this board normally had a value presented by the taxpayer as they wanted to be what reduction was there. And on 400, as a total of 400 and some odd units, are you asking for a reduction of $40
million? No.
Okay. I just used that so you could find that number.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Do you know what devastating blow on the entities that would be?
On each of the Board of Equalization applications, I've provided you with a proposed market value, as well as on the commercial condominium units, you have the proposed split based on each unit's number of nights rented. And I can go through them each if you'd like. You have all of them. I can tell you that I have each of the affidavits for each of the commercial condominiums. It would be my request that you make a determination on the group of commercial condominiums to accept the proposed value and the split as provided by the number of nights that they were actually rented,
Kerry,
which is sworn to
even,
by
the court. Board don't even let me do that. The board makes me determine that value and tell them what that board number is to be put in the record. They don't let me just say, hey, we believe 30% ought to be reduced.
That's what I'm telling you. I can go through each individual one if you'd like.
But you don't have that number available for the board.
Well, I do on each parcel, but this is the number of parcels that we have. And I can happily go through each of them. I'm guessing you don't want me to.
You guess right.
Okay. Okay. All right. So on the commercial condominium units, what we've asked for is a reduction in the value as well as the split in classification. And the reduction in value, the same argument would apply from earlier. Each of the packets that I've presented to you here today, I've provided to Ms. Neely. They are part of the record. The affidavits have been scanned in, have been given to the clerk's office, and also are part of the record. So if you have further questions, happy to answer them. But again, I'm guessing you don't want me to go through each parcel. Okay.
Right up on the screen, we see a value, but do you know what the total of that set would be?
No.
You don't know what the totals are?
I mean, no.
Okay.
Now, Kerry, how did you arrive here at the proposed market value is $162,584?
The proposed market, this is a condominium unit that is not on nightly rental. This is one that is currently classified as residential and should remain that way. The proposed market value set there is a value that was taken by looking at two things. One is the type of unit that it was, as well as the market value and the sales, three things actually, the current market value set by the assessor's office and the sales prices of these units.
Using this as an example, what did this unit sell for?
That particular unit
should be on down on there.
No, it's not on those, because the reason that they're not on each of the condominium units, the sales price, is because at the time these were each submitted, I didn't have the sales prices on each of them. But the market value is based on the sales price, the value set by the assessor, and the ratio that we believe it should be reduced to as compared to the other residential parcels in the county.
But you don't have the purchase price of that particular condo.
Getting it. I'll find it for you. I have them on each of the parcels.
I was just going to use one example.
Sure. Basically, what it is, that number is 70% of what it sold for, as well as the, okay, so we wanted each of the unit types to be equal. So if it's a two-bedroom condominium in a particular condominium project, they should be equal. So we took the average sales price times 70% of what the sales price was to arrive at that value.
So you,
and the reason for the 70% number, again, is the ratio that we talked about earlier as compared to the other residential parcels in the county.
So that property sold for approximately $276,000?
No.
You said 70%?
70%.
Take that number times 1.7 and see what you get.
No, times
1.3.
Oh, 1.3. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So are you taking into consideration condos of the same size in the same building, but one of them has a beautiful view of the parking lot and the other one looks out over the lake on the other side?
211.
If there's any difference?
A
lake view is not worth anything, is what you're saying?
Well, it's not been valued differently in the assessor's office either. So we've tried to give each unit the same value according to unit type.
So yeah, it would have sold for around 211 then.
That's very possible.
That's not the argument that we hear when we listen to cases here about lake views, obsolescence.
I'm trying to follow the same.
I know, but I'm just telling you that this board has sat here for we opened 16 days early.
I understand. I don't know what you've heard prior to this, but I can tell you that.
Am I right? Gentlemen, I'm just up.
And whether or not they have a garage or not, or a parking spot or not, or.
Well, that would go to the square footage and the type of the unit.
I'm not going on how the assessor does it, other than it's set on sales value, and sales value would determine the value with
right.
Light view would be higher.
Sure.
And so sales value wise.
Would be taken into consideration there because
the average. No, not for the same size according to what you're saying. So.
Right, but what we've said is that the average sales price was taken into consideration by unit type. So a unit that sold for less because of its maybe bad view or whatever would have been increased where, I mean, it would equal. It would equal out.
Well, I mean,
plus the go ahead.
I don't understand your argument, Carrie. You're trying to do all the same. We have. I'm just going to use a case.
No. Okay.
I'm just going to use a case here where we had a condo unit that was fields and a nice view, and now they look at the back of a Walmart store, the block wall of a mm-hmm. Walmart store, and this board takes into consideration when we try to equalize those values. That condo is not worth the same amount of dollars that it was before because it has an obsolescence value to it.
That's absolutely true. What I'm telling you is that we've looked at unit type by building in each project.
I apologize. So, may I ask a question, Carrie?
Sure.
I apologize for being in the hallway. You said you had two arguments. One was classification, and we've just finished hearing that, is
mm-hmm.
my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was one of uniformity.
Well, a reduction in value based on the fact that...
Of lack of uniformity.
Lack of uniformity, the recent sales data, and...
Right.
But the argument is one of lack of uniformity, which you said you were going to get to what you were looking for as far as a remedy for that. Is that what we're hearing right now, or what
well,
are we hearing right now?
We've jumped around a little bit. This particular BOE application was put up on the screen, and I was asked to give an example as to how that value was arrived at.
But, Carrie, do you realize you're asking this board to drive Taney County into non-compliance with these values versus sale price, where the state can just come say, hey, James, you're non-compliant, we're going to withhold
James,
another million
I would like to interrupt right now, because what the statute has asked is that the assessor's office apply market value to each parcel in the entire county in January 1 of each odd-numbered year. If by reducing
Even
this...
by driving it into if, non-compliance?
No. If by reducing this you would achieve non-compliance, then by having the residential parcels at 50% of what they sold for is also non-compliance.
They haven't tested that at this point.
Well, I don't think that's the issue here.
You're asking this board to put something at 70% of its sales price. That is non-compliance.
It's not non-compliance when you compare it with the other parcels in the county according to the statute, which is
Bob,
the exact
is that
job.
Non-compliance and why the money has been withheld from Taney County because they declared at the state level we might be at 70% value.
At the state level, what they've said is they want us to achieve 100% of true market value. They say that, although they haven't passed regulations, that they use the IAAO standards, which says that you need to be within 10% of true market value, so you can be anywhere from 90 to 110% of true market value. The job of this board is to try to achieve true market value for everyone, but its job equally is to equalize. And we can adjust down or we can adjust up. The State Tax Commission has suggested to us they prefer we adjust up rather than adjust anybody down from true market value, but you may do either. My understanding, though, is that her request is that we find a lack of uniformity and based on that lack of uniformity apply a remedy. And I don't know that the remedy is a reduction of 30%. The remedy stated is, what, an average of the property in that classification?
I
need clarification.
I don't mean to interrupt, Bob, but by saying uniformity, I think we're mischaracterizing what we've asked for today. What I'm asking for is the Board of Equalization to do what it says, to equalize the county. In the statute, it says you are to look at the value and reduce it down if by comparing it to the average values of other like parcels in the same classification would mean that particular parcel was overvalued. So
and you're accusing us of not doing that.
No, I am absolutely not accusing you of doing that. I'm saying for my 425 parcels that I stand before you here today, I'm asking you to look at the value that is currently given to it as compared to the other parcels, in particular inside the Branson School District, and equalize them to be at the same ratio of assessed value to sales value.
So your argument is basically the same as a lot of people who have come in on the Taney Como Terrace. You're not asking for a uniformity finding. You're asking that we equalize the properties that you represent with properties and how they're assessed.
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
By
now,
statute.
What is this place that you, here's an example. Is this a long-term rental?
No. Sir, this is a residential classification. This is a condominium unit. I don't know which unit it is off the top of my head.
I'm trying to place condominium units on West 76 Country Boulevard.
No. Well, that's just address. The address of the entity.
Oh, that's the entity.
Of the taxpayer.
This doesn't say we're...
Just for...
If you wouldn't mind taking that off the screen, that would be marvelous.
Could I ask...
Sure.
Just for... Humor me a little. Majestic at Table Rock Lake.
Yes.
You've got some clients there. What would be a suggested opinion of market value that you have on one of those? I want to do a little comparison on something here.
Can I grab them? Just
sure.
Give me one moment.
There's two sizes, I believe. There.
Dr. Rose, while you're looking at that, I've been approached by some of the people out here in the audience that have been rudely interrupted with, and I'm a big one to say that. I'm sorry, Carrie. But they've got some signs they're wearing, and somebody said, boy, what a waste of taxpayers' money. And I've had two of them people to come to me and say to me, this is not taxpayer money in our pockets. We are wearing this. We provided them. And we've had several little arguments out here in the hallway of why are you wearing taxpayer money on these paper things they've got. So I want to make that clear. There's an individual sitting right over here.
You did not buy those?
I did not buy those, and they were not furnished by the
county. I didn't think you did, and I thought that not crossed my mind.
Well, there have been a couple little scuffles out, not scuffles, but arguments in the hall. There's no taxpayer dollars involved.
I took that as meaning, frankly, that since it's become widespread knowledge that there was a contingent met with the commissioners and yourself on Monday, when David and I were not here, and neither was Jeff, that some people were just saying, well, we don't feel that way, and we'll come in and support you.
Can we continue? I have an example of the Majestic unit. And I assume you're asking about a unit that's been taxed at commercial rate?
No, I'm just asking what you say a market value for a unit at Majestic at Table Rock Lake. There's, according to some other information I'm looking at here, there's probably two sizes of them out there.
That's correct.
What do you put down as a value?
For unit 204 in building 1, we've suggested a market value of $158,207.35.
All right.
That is one of the commercial classified ones that we've asked for split on. But
what was the number again?
$158,207.35.
All right. And another unit of the other size?
$133,630.95.
Could you tell the board what they sold for? Do you have?
I don't have that right in front of me right now.
You're not representing Mr. Ruda?
No, I'm not representing Mr. Ruda.
Have you gotten with him about these opinions?
Yes.
Okay. Because I just wanted that. Your value comes out to the dollar with what he's going to be arguing.
Yeah. I mean, we've worked on the value. I mean, he owns many units out there and definitely had a discussion.
So is it safe to assume that these values that you're suggesting is basically a 30% reduction from the current assessed value?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. The current is sale price?
No, the current market value set by your
office. You're 30% below.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
The reason for that, again, is the ratio that we've discussed earlier today.
So,
I'm going to make sure I understood it.
Sure.
Do you have a figure of...
So, if that was the correct assumption on that smaller property, that property is on the books as appraised value right now around 173 is what?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that's correct.
And based off of your argument, you're saying that is the 173 is matched up around 100% of actual sales.
That's right. I believe it's 98.89 or something like that.
Okay.
There's actually a third size of unit out there, the largest of the units. There's not very many of them. But the proposed value on those at Majestic is $198,675.53. 198,675.
So all your proposed values are reduced by 30%.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And then on those that are commercially classified currently, we've requested that they be split based on their number of nights used.
And is that per parcel you're requesting that? Is that just 50-50? What are you suggesting?
It's per parcel.
Per parcel.
And you provided on each form that percentage?
Yes. On each BOE application, there it very clearly shows the proposed market value is 157,142.18 with 30% commercial assessed value, and this is assessed, not market, commercial assessed value of $15,085.65 and 70% residential assessed value of $20,899.91 based on the average number of nights used in 2007 and 2008.
But now that
same units, how much of an increase? You're asking for 30% reduction, but how much was the increase on these units in a appraised value? Not assessed, but of appraised value.
We could go back to that original chart. I believe it was about 18%. Not on just the Majestic. On the Majestic, it was more than that. Are you asking?
How are they classified?
The one that you're referring to.
That's not worried about classification. On valuations,
yes.
Were all these parcels increased from 08 to 09?
Yes.
Okay.
But some of them were less than 30%, but you're wanting a 30% reduction.
You said 18%. That's not the reason the 30% was achieved. The reason the 30% was requested was because of the ratio with the other residential parcels in the county.
But you're requesting a 30% reduction from what the actual parcel sold from, basically off of your charts.
Not sold for, what it's currently assessed at.
The current assessment.
You don't know what it currently is sold for?
That's what I'm telling you. I don't have that spreadsheet in front of me on a parcel-by-parcel basis, but I do have it.
Well, I would again remind this board that if we reduce 30%, it puts us non-compliant. Two wrongs don't make a right. If I'm wrong somewhere, you can't wrong and get...
If the job
that's
of
not
the
presuppose what the board is going to do one way or the other.
If the job of the assessor's office is to...
We're just listing the evidence now.
And again... I'm going to try to get back on track here and wrap up here, but if the job of the assessor's office is to provide a market value as of January 1 in the reassessment year, it's to do it on all parcels in the county. So if there is an inconsistency in the ratio between what the sales price market value is and what the market value is set by the assessor, the job of the Board of Equalization is to equalize that value. Now, what the State Tax Commission has done in the past in terms of the court case, I would suggest that that's not the same as what we're asking for today. What we're asking for is that the Board of Equalization do what it's statutorily required to do and equalize the parcels in the same subclassification.
But lowering one that was raised 18% by 30% puts it below what it was last year. And that's not being uniform. And others that are raised 50%, you're wanting lowered 30%.
I can tell you exactly what, well.
I mean, you gave that example, but one went up 18%, but you're wanting it lowered 30%.
Based off the uniformity discussion.
Based off the uniformity discussion. And again, I would go back to the original discussion of there's no presumption that it was correct in 2008. So getting it back to an equalized value across the county, you're to look at what it is currently and make a decision about if that's the fair and equalized value according to what the market values are for all the parcels of subclassification.
Gary,
so whether, yes.
Gary, and I hate to interrupt you there, but you know, the case, and I think you're a great lawyer. I sat and listened to your cases before, but when we asked a question of what those parcels sold for,
mm-hmm.
Now you seem to have put in a tremendous amount of work in graphs and argument and everything else, but when we asked what those parcels sold for, and you want a 30% reduction from the assessed value,
I have them all here. What I was saying is that I just don't have them matched up in each.
If you have that information, we'd love to have it so we can make some comparables. If we have, and a lot of times when we get these sheets, and these sheets will show as many as 10 sales within condo units, up to 13 to 15 sales, that we make a judgment off of to be fair and equal to everyone on the sales compared to the assessed. And then some of them we've lowered, some of them we've had to leave there, some of them have had a, we've only had one or two that's had a slight raise. So I don't understand that information. I know you've done a great job, so you've got those. That would be very interesting to whenever you say that you've got a unit here for 162 and possibly it sold for 100 and, or 207 or 210. That's very important information for this board to look at if we have 10 comparable sales.
Okay.
Do you understand where you know what I'm talking about?
I absolutely understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that if you're comparing apples to apples and what we're talking about is equalizing the county, I understand what you're saying about sales prices, but the sales price as compared to the ratio, what we're talking about today is the equalization between like parcels in the same subclassification, so residential properties.
Okay. I'd hate to interrupt you too much, but each one of these that come before us, and we take a graft out of that block area,
mm-hmm.
and we have, whether it be lots, residential, or condos, and I wish we had some of those present because we go down the line, and our job is to treat everyone equal, and we go down the line, and as we go down the line and we see sales data to support what we have on a block of condos, and they all are assessed the same value. So we're not treating anyone different.
Okay.
We're not treating anyone different. Now, I understand what I'm saying, but the sales data says that we should increase or lower. We've increased a few, but we have lowered many. So that's very important information to us as a Board of Equalization. And we take property that sits on Table Rock Lake. You can't put that as across the board with something that sits over on Eastern Taney County. You can't compare a condo that looks into the back of Walmart compared to one that has a lake view.
That's exactly correct, which is exactly what I'm saying, is that you have to compare parcel by parcel. Well, I showed you in those first few charts, again, have the numbers to back them up, but what I was showing you is that parcel by parcel, you look at sales price as compared to market value set by the assessor, you achieve a ratio. If you do the same thing for condominium units, you achieve a ratio. So what I'm saying is, because of the differences in the property, the ratio should be the same. What you're to do is to make is to achieve true market value. But in order to make it fair in the county, you're to equalize it so that the ratio is the same. And the reason for that, as you well know, is because that's how the levy is set. And if a unit owner or a parcel owner is owning a property that's valued at 95% of what it sold for, and another residential home down the street is given a value of 50% of what it sold for, the levy is unequally distributed. So you have to have the values closer to the same ratio, the same level according to its market value, so that the levy applies to each individual property owner the same.
There's no argument on that whatsoever, you know, but the problem that sitting on this board, that it's a found out here that it's been very thankless in that you're arguing equalization.
Sure.
And we've tried to do that, but we're also charged with the responsibility of setting at market value. If market value is here, but to be equal, we're here. I mean, what are we supposed to do? I mean, that's the...
Well, you have. I think you have two options, as Mr. Paulson said earlier. Your two options are to either lower or raise, but you have to get them to the same level. So what I've brought to you today are 425 parcels that are too high as compared to other parcels in the same subclassification. So you can either lower those down to a ratio that we've suggested at 30%, or you can raise up the other parcels, but I have no power to suggest that. So those are the two options. But if you think through that, the next step would be that if you achieve the same ratio, either by increasing the other parcels or by decreasing these parcels, then the levy would get corrected and the distribution of taxes would be the same. So I don't think it matters how you get there. I think that the task is just to get there.
But your 435 units is only a small portion. Out of each of those areas that you've got there, there's lots of other people, and those have all got to be adjusted also. So basically what you're saying is a complete a reassessment.
A reduction.
I'm not suggesting that, but if that's what you have to do,
What we've heard from the case law and from the State Tax Commission is that both fair market value is important, 100% of fair market value, and equalization. But if they were going to err one rather than the other, they like equalization, because if everybody's at 20%, then that's great. Everybody shoulders the same amount of the tax burden. If they're at 50% or 80% or 100%. They want everybody at 100%, but they want everybody equal, because if they are equal, then they're shouldering the right amount of the tax burden. It's when you get unequal that people are paying more taxes than they should have to pay. But you have the option of reducing down or going up, and of course the State Tax Commission also said they would prefer that you never reduce down, that you go up, but we have the power to do either.
Looking at your clients, I guess I would say, I've watched this thing now, especially in this last 6 weeks, where we go from being asked to change the value of a small wooden structure in Merriam Woods down to something like Jim Stafford's place out on the lake. And there's such a disparity that on the figures that when you say, well, this is the average of something. Condominiums have only been in this area for probably, 30, 35 years? We're dealing with something all that are pretty new as compared to some structures that are over 100 years old. Some that are much larger. The difference, with the exception of the Branson Landing, where the prices... places bought what I thought were unheard of prices for a two-bedroom condo. The rest of them aren't that far apart, whether the condo is in Point Royal or whether it's down in Lakewood or whether it's in one of the Thousand Hills. There may be some variation, but we're kind of dealing with something of the same way.
Mr. Chairman,
Would it be good to hear the rest of the evidence and then deliberate at another time?
Now, we're going to have to deliberate another time because we're not going to be able to sit here and make a decision based on what this is. I understand, too, there's some proposals coming in tomorrow that we're going to want to hear that may have a bearing.
Before we move on, I'd like to thank Bob for his explanation. I think it's good. I think that's what we're supposed to do. I agree.
And I'd say until right now, with the information that you provided us, what we had to work with, maybe in one condominium building, we were equalizing everything in that one building, but it may not be equal overall to the to a unit 5 miles away,
right,
condominium.
Right.
And I do applaud you for the information you provided. It's excellent information in some of the charts. And I see some flaws here and there, but I think overall it's kind of opened up a little bit of something to look at.
I think one of the things also to point out is that the majority of the information that I'm presenting today came from the county. This is not information that was arrived at with, I mean, 95% of the information that's presented today was obtained from the county. I just have one last piece on the condominium units, then I want to touch very briefly on residential lots. The arguments are very much the same. Then I have a few just miscellaneous parcels at the very end. So the last piece on the condominium units, again, applying to all condominium units, is another reason for reducing the valuation. And it relates to the common area values. And if you wouldn't mind going to the chart on page, it'd be your page 8. This applies, oh, that's very small, I apologize. You all have it on page 7 of your packet. This applies to the values for condominium.
Zoom that up. Hit that plus sign. Hit that plus sign.
This applies to condominium units because under the Missouri Condominium Act, section 448-1.105, subsection 2, the value of common areas of a condominium unit are not taxed separately. They're given a value, and a portion is attributed to each unit owner. So we're talking about sidewalks, grass, green area, parking lots, amenities, okay? So in a condominium unit, what the assessor is charged with doing is determining the value of all those common areas and determining the number of total units and then attributing a value to each particular unit. So in support of our argument for reducing valuation, what we've shown here today is that the value on those raw land values on a condominium unit. So if you looked at a printout from the GIS and it says the improvement value is one thing, the raw land value is another. I'm talking about the raw land value, their portion of the common area. For the cabins at Grand Mountain, each phase 1, 2, and 3, the per unit common value given to a unit is currently $30,000 per unit. There are a total of 57 units in phase 1, 50 units in phase 2, and 14 units in phase 3. Given, you can, as you follow it across, the same math applies for the next three down. It would be Majestic at Table Rock, the Lynx at Thousand Hills, and then Eagle Bunker at Golf Villas out at Branson Hills. So if you follow that across and you take the number of units in each of those projects times the value given to that common area by the assessor, you achieve a total value of common area for that particular condominium. Okay? Well, the problem with that is if you actually look at those common areas have no resale value. They're a part of the condominium to serve that condominium. So if you take into consideration the value of the underlying raw land and the value of the improvements on that land, so if there's a pool or there's a clubhouse or there's parking lot, guttering, infrastructure, and you determine the total cost of that and determine what the actual value of that particular common area is per unit, you see in that next to the last column, the actual value per unit is somewhere between $7,000 and $11,000 as compared to what you see over in that second column of $30,000 to $40,000. So on each of those condominium projects, there is an excess in value attributed to those condominium units of between, well, you can see $10,000 at the Link up to $28,000 at the Eagle Bunker Golf Villas and the Majestic at Table Rock. So as further support for the reduction in value of these condominium units, that is straight market value. If you just reduce that off of what their current market value is, you get to the almost 30% reduction right there.
Does it make a difference on the common areas whether 32% or 19% commercial versus residential? as a
No, it doesn't. All of those common areas are valued at the residential rate on all of these condominium. The assessor only has only reclassified the improvement value. So this is apples to apples across the board. The raw land value at each of those condominiums is shown in the residential column at 19%. Is there any questions on this? Okay. So, again, if you were looking at the printout of a tax statement for a condominium unit, you look at the value of the improvements, the value of the raw land, common area value. What we're talking about is that raw land common area value, and you see that right there. You could reduce the value of each of those condominium units by, at minimum, $10,000 and up to almost $30,000 per unit.
Where did you get the actual cost figure?
From the developers.
From the developers.
Yeah. I've spoken directly with the developers and asked them to provide me with, and I have them actually, provide me with the cost of the infrastructure, the underlying land, and then, any landscaping, any curbing, guttering, all of the value that went into the common area, and the developers can provide that very easily. They're very familiar with what it cost them to produce the project. So are there any questions on this?
Most of the ones that we've had on the condos that we've been dealing with haven't been anywhere near $30,000 or $40,000, have they?
He's referring to those six projects, not all condos. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm taking it on a project-by-project basis.
Right. I don't know if you've looked at any of those.
No, I don't recall that we've had anyone come in on these so that we haven't seen figures like this. Most of the ones that we've got have been the assessed value of the common areas would be anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000, not $30,000.
That's exactly right. And there are other condominium projects that are in these appeals that are not on this chart, and those are the high-rise condominiums on the Landing. The reason they're not on this chart is because I'm sure you understand how the Landing was developed, but that's leased land, so they don't own any of the land underlying. Their only common areas are the stairwell and the elevators and very, very little of the exterior surface. So those values are given at almost $50,000, and the common area cost is more like $2,000 a unit. So that's not up here because it's not comparable to these same condominiums where you think of a building with grass and sidewalks. And the developer told me that it is very difficult to achieve. But, I mean, just logically thinking through it, if you've got grass and parking and everything that is a part of the condominium in one place, and in another place you just have a stairwell and an elevator, obviously the stairwell and the elevator would be worth much, much less than a lot of land. So, are there other questions on this?
Yeah, just for fun.
Sure.
On the assessor's common value.
Mm-hmm.
That is residential?
Yes. So that has no bearing on the split that we've requested, if that's where you were going with that.
No, I was hunting. Did that raise a lot this year?
No, not this year. It raised a little bit. Some of them, like I think the cabins were at 20 and they went to 30, if I remember correctly.
The raise was on the structure also.
Yeah, okay. But primarily the on the improvements. Other questions on this? Okay. So I just want to recap on the condominium units. What we've requested is a reduction in the current value set by the assessor of 30%. We've also requested a split in the classification on those condominium units currently classified as commercial. The basis for the reduction in value is an equalization among other parcels in the same classification, the recent trends in sales, as well as the reduction in the common area value. Are there any questions on the condominium piece? Yes.
Again, you're saying it's not a uniformity case and you want us to equalize condominiums with standalone residences. These gentlemen have in the past equalized the best they can in an area, condos with condos, apples to apples, and oranges to oranges. You're saying that you want them to treat condos the same as standalone residences, even though they are very different because they're in the same classification and we can't do sub-classifications. But if you're going to compare the entire classification, isn't that, in fact, a uniformity case rather than an equalization?
I don't believe so personally. I think the statute relating to the Board of Equalization says they shall reduce. It's a duty to reduce the value of the tracts or parcels. If, when comparing them, they show a true value that is above the average valuation of all real property of the county. So if the other real property in the county is at 75% and the condominium units are at 98% of what they sold for, then I think your duty is to reduce the value down to the same ratio as the other properties in the same subclass.
And uniformity would be the average of that classification. And what would be the difference between a uniformity case presented and what you've presented?
I think a uniformity case goes more to discrimination and based on, which again could play in here. That's not what we've asked for. I think that's a legal argument. I think that's not best made to an administrative body. But I think that's an argument that the State Tax Commission has generally heard. Where in this situation, we're asking the Board of Equalization to do what the statute says they should do, as opposed to making a decision on discrimination, which is a legal argument that I personally don't think that's the duty of the Board of Equalization. I think it's their job to equalize according to the other parcels in the county.
The board's talked about my issue of just making it all away. There's been a couple other suggestions on the table. And Donna brought up that she didn't think that was possible. Is that correct, Donna?
I'm not sure how we would do it,
Chuck. Okay. Bob, I don't think you were here, maybe. You got any idea? The idea of reducing 30% or 20%, is that possible?
Is it possible to reduce 20 or 30%?
We've got 2 days.
We could order a reassessment of the entire county.
Now, let me try again.
We could. Is that true?
We're talking about their appeal is to reduce 30% on those 425 or 65 properties. Mm-hmm. And Donna made a comment, and my question is, my understanding we've got today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And is what they're asking to do, is what Carrie's asking us to do, is it possible to do? Because I understood Donna's, what she just said, she didn't know how we did it.
Can I just clarify that?
No, her 465, and maybe we got another case this afternoon, and let's say there's 1,500 or 2,000 or 3,500.
Oh,
James said we had 3,500 condos raised.
If you reduce down just hers, okay, you'd be fine. As far as being able to get it done by tomorrow. If you were to increase the others up to her level, that would require notices go out, and then they would have the right to appeal, and it would expand the time limit of the Board of Equalization, and we'd go to a much later date.
I don't want to think about that.
I understand.
But we could make sure I understand, Bob. We could address just the condos presented. We could address all condos. We could raise and lower basically at anywhere we wanted to.
We have the power to equalize. We have the power to open it up.
I understand the power part of it, but my concern is what Donna said the other day and is saying now. Maybe James,
I'm glad to hear that I'm entered into the conversation.
Well, you get to it in a second.
Since I'm the one that'll be doing the work, I'm glad to know that
I think they're classified as condos, Chuck. To answer your question, we could probably run a query, find all condos, if that's what you're asking.
Well, the question maybe needs to go to James. Is it possible to do what they're asking?
We're arguing a uniformity case here. I think when we looked at the graphs, it was compared to residential property in the Branson city limits and Branson school district. A uniformity case can't be determined by that because, first of all, you're starting a discriminatory factor. You've got to look at the entire county. You've got to look at the entire condo industry. First of all, again, second of all, the condo association is a subclass of residential. It is not a classification of real estate as being residential property. It's a subclass that's been derived through the procedures.
Not a legal subclass.
No, it's not.
Subclass even defined in the assessor's manual. We can't even put a condo on as res. We put it on as condo on the line. So when you're comparing a $500,000 condo with a $200,000 Lakeview,
and try and determine a ratio against it and a house that looks at the back of McDonald's, at the back of an old school in Branson, and saying, okay, how much inflationary factor or true value is that old house got when we know this condo is carrying $200,000 worth of inflationary factor? So all of a sudden, we're going to let inflationary factor control uniformity, when in fact, when these cases was all put together, when it was all derived, I would say Taney County might not have had 100 condos in it, maybe not any. And uniformity was tried then as residential properties versus residential properties. But now we've come up with this amazing, and it is amazing to me, why someone would pay $150,000, $200,000 for a structure that cost $100,000 because they get to see Table Rock Lake. But we're supposed to compare that in a uniformity case to a residential house somewhere. This is all came on after the fact of the uniformity laws. And I want to make Mrs. Walden aware that in 07, the study that was done showed condominiums at 52%. That ranked the ratio for Taney County, that absolutely caused the problem, the withholding of the funds, back to 2005. The uniformity was questioned then. The assessor has been in a process since then to correct the uniformity things. I have not heard one thing about the 50% ratio. Of course, she's going to say, I'm here arguing today. The process takes a while to complete under fair and equal assessments, and as you have been told, she is asking you to lower 30% below market value. We all know that is wrong. We have also had Mr. Pennell suggesting we roll back to 2008. That is absolutely non-compliant. The withholding of the funds will continue. The assessor is in the process. And I believe there's court cases that says when he's in the correction process, he is applying what he feels to correct the situation. We have enough sales of condos. There's no question what the condos is about. We know what the value is. We have 2,100 sales in the assessor's database showing I have residential property at 95%. So there's a big conflict of interest of someone that went out and run a study, an unsubstantiated study, I apologize for using that word, to the study that we are relying on to value Taney County. You can draw a line right across the center of Taney County. The condominiums here at Forsyth doesn't even get close to the value of what we're talking to these condos. And I'm saying the cost approach that the county is given used to established value and the testing of uniformity against the inflationary factors of what a condo really means. I'm going to buy a condo for $600,000. It's going to repay itself in 10 years to me, and then maybe I can retire in it. So I'm going to give $600,000, and we're going to compare that to somebody's home that they have built to live in, drive to work in every single solitary day. And the value might go up and down and all around, but we cannot be discussing or arguing uniformity.
James, my question was, if we decided to do it, what is it possible? You said your office would be the one that did the work. If we decided, if this BOE decided to lower all 3,500 condos or 400 or whatever, can you do it? How long does it take you to do it?
Well, it don't take very long to do it, but I don't do anything without substantiating my work, so I don't know how long that substantiation would work. I mean, I'm not a paper man.
James doesn't have access to that file.
Actually, I don't know that.
It's not James that would be doing
correct
that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, clerk. But I don't know James that the assessor would actually do it if you did a purely 30% reduction in her condos. I don't know that
you're actually
have any work.
Building me straight into a uniformity and discrimination suit by wanting me to take this particular group and lowering it more than you've lowered anybody else's, based on sales, always based on sales. That's been made point up here.
You're getting in now into our deliberation stage.
I want to clarify one thing.
Sure.
I thought I understood it, and then I got a little off right there at the last before all this other took over. You want to lower your representing condo by 30% from the assessed value as of January 1st of 2009.
That's correct.
Did you mean that is to include the common area, the commercial versus residential, or do you mean 30% plus reduce the common area according to the chart you got, plus change the residential?
What we've requested is a request for reduction in the overall market value. So if the current market value of a property is, let's say, $300,000,
mm-hmm.
and reduce it by 30%,
right.
Okay, that would encompass the reduction in the common area. The common area argument was just another reason to reduce the overall value.
Okay,
the split does not have an effect on the reduce in the overall market. That is to determine the assessed value in the classification.
That's what I thought I understood.
Yes,
I
that's correct.
Make sure I clarify.
Yes.
James was mentioning values. You're mentioning percentages.
Right. Go ahead.
Am I understanding that correctly? The data in which we'll need I would like to see some of the data.
Sure.
How you arrived at your charge, but your argument is percentages only. Value has really no bearing on your argument.
Value is purely the end.
Right.
The ratios that I'm talking about, and I just want to make sure what we're talking about. Mr. Strahan suggested that a condo in Forsyth and a condo in Branson wouldn't be the same value. That's absolutely true. However, if you looked at its percentage of value set by the assessor as compared to the percentage of sale, it would still be at that 97% mark, give or take. I have all the data here. Happy to share it with you, and I can email it all over to the clerk's office so it's in.
I got a question.
And basically, your whole argument is this one chart, right?
Essentially, yes, and then the chart that follows it. Right. Just one more thing, Mr. Strahan, before I wrap up. The ratio that Mr. Strahan mentioned about 2007 in terms of noncompliance, completely understand that. However, there's two problems with that, and that is, number one, you're to determine the market value on January 1. Everything that's happened in the past, as I've been told multiple times, that doesn't matter. Because I've come in screaming, oh, everything's increased by 80%, and they say, well, that doesn't matter. There's a presumption it's not correct. So to look at January 1 and determine the market value. Now, the ratio of condos may have been at 50% of market value in 2007, but there's been no mention of what single-family homes were in 2007 as compared to 2008. I would suggest that the ratio of residential homes has been low. It has stayed low, where condos have gone from 50% to 95%, and that's all I'll say.
Well, I want to talk about that right now. At the time those condos were at 50%, the residential ratio was at 82%. Should I have decreased the residential homes by 32%? Come on, people. We're starting to get ridiculous with what we're trying to ask here. And a uniformity law is not on your 78% residential. How many of those properties was over 100% value, because we're talking of medians and means?
I can tell you that really quickly. You're asking on, I'll give you out in Branson and outside Branson, okay? There were a total, the average ratio on residential MLS sales in Branson sold between 07 and 08 as compared to the value today is 59.19%. I've got the sample. I've got the data.
So there was nothing on the books. You're telling this board.
There was one parcel that was at 133%. The rest were between.
There's 2,000 parcels in a study laying here on my desk to say that it was over what they sold for. Where is those values in your studies?
All I can tell you, sir, is that the market value came from MLS studies and the assessed value came from the county. I did not create this data.
So you have one valued home too high out of that MLS study?
That's correct. I'm sorry, there's two. There's two that's over 100%.
How many you got?
I have the whole MLS spreadsheet. This is a sample
number.
Taken every...
The number.
I'm sorry?
The number.
The
how
number
many?
Of what?
How many sales have you got in that study? Approximately 3,000, 4,000?
These were parcels sold. These were 200, this particular sample was 267 sales in 07 and 08 for single-family residences inside Branson city limits.
Does this board aware that all these people coming in, that these sales I've given to you, at having them at 100% value and arguing my value, evidently has been false?
And what about the county non-residence homes in that city?
The condos or the out of Branson residential?
Out of
Branson residential, there were 318 sales in 07 and 08. The ratio is 58.04%.
How many above 100% of true market value?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 sales. Gentlemen, refer back to the list that I provided you. Those are, when she's saying MLS sales, most of those are inclusive on what I've handed you. Not all of them, but most of them. I'm saying this information is absolutely false, and it's got information, signed letters, right here. End of study, 2,194 homes that says I'm at 95% median. So that's meaning out of all those sales on there that I probably have over 700 sales that is a perfect one or above. Now, the information is right here. It's not no MLS. I don't understand what now the uniformity argument. I'm going to go back to that quickly since she said in the particular Branson area, you cannot argue uniformity on a set of sales in a particular neighborhood.
I just gave you both in Branson and out of Branson totals, just so
Carrie,
you know.
Why did you do that? Put Branson out separately.
Because
as a Board of Equalization, we have to deal with the entire county.
Right, I understand that. There's been some discussion in the past and in previous BOE discussions I've had. The ratios are very, very similar. They're off by 1.15% from 58.04 in the county to 59.19 inside Branson School District. The reason for that is it was my feeling that because of all the parcels I was representing, all of them existed, with the exception of Majestic at Table Rock, inside of Branson city limits. And the reason I wanted to look at Branson city limits was I didn't want to come in here with county totals and say that there were values on in one part of the county or the other that was going to skew the total. I wanted to show you that whether you look at the county as a whole or inside of one particular taxing district, the ratios are the same. I thought that made it, stronger to look at both.
Carrie, I started to ask you a question about 15 minutes ago, and when you were talking about the 30% reduction,
yes,
which would drive us into noncompliance.
How would it drive you into noncompliance, Mr. Strahan?
It would drive us into noncompliance because the state is arguing now that the assessed values are not high enough. What would happen is we have a county commissioner that wants to reduce withhold funds for a total reassessment process and to withhold the funds, how could we reassess the total county, which was mentioned, I think, by Mr. Strophus, which we would have the authority to do so. I find that we have someone in support of reduction of condos and still yet is in support of not funding the assessor's office. Makes it very confusing to me how you can do both. How you can not support the assessor's office because of whatever personal reasons might be involved there, or you might want to reduce 400 and some odd condos that would cause a noncompliance order and cause the withholding of our funds. The withholding of our funds is associated with the noncompliance.
First of all, I'm not sure I know what your question is.
Well, I'm asking you why that you would ask for a 30% reduction that would drive us into a noncompliance
Well, there's two reasons. One is, I don't make a determination on compliance. That's the state tax commission's job. My job is to come in here with the data that I have in representation of the clients that I have and make an argument based on the law. And the legal argument today is to make a reduction in the value of 30% to get you back to an equalized ratio among all parcels in the county according to sales and the sales letters that we've seen earlier, and to make it so that the condominium unit ratios and the residential, the other residential in the county ratios are closer to the same. And in terms of noncompliance, that has nothing to do with my argument today. And I would also submit that, just in speculation, bringing the all the parcels in the county back to a ratio that's closer together, from what Mr. Paulson has said earlier, I think that's exactly what the State Tax Commission wants you to do, and I think it's a complete mischaracterization of what I've asked you to do today by saying that me asking for reduction is forcing you into noncompliance, and that is simply untrue.
That is not untrue, and I don't question your intelligence, young lady, but I do know that if we reduce the condos to the percentage that you want them reduced, and the State Tax Commission riding our backs as a Board of Equalization and as the assessor, that if we reduce those amounts, that we will be drove into noncompliance.
Duke, actually, I hate to interrupt you. What's fixing to happen and what she's requesting you to do is to raise the residential. I think she will give you a quote here that condos are at 98.6% of their sales value. I got that number from somewhere, and I believe I got it from you, Carrie.
It's pretty close. I don't have it off in front of me, but that's pretty close.
That's perfection, what the state requires. If we lower them, we are getting out of compliance.
Right.
If we raise those residentials, she's referencing, to 24 or 5 more percent, then, yes, the state is happy here at the numbers are at 98%. I'm saying all the numbers are skewed off of the studies out of the assessor's office versus the studies out of the client, and lowering the there's two options for this board. There's two options for this board. She's made a uniformity argument. Which end of the uniformity do you hit to keep Taney County compliant with the State Tax Commission and the funding coming?
All right. Raise or lower is what
right.
You're
asking. Yes, sir. Let me say something here. I've talked to an awful lot of people in the last couple of months since the tax notices came out, including many of my neighbors in my neighborhood, had a 42% tax raise in general. None of us were happy, unhappy. Or the thing that has hurt people more than anything else, not the idea of having to come into compliance to get the county's money back and things like that, is the amount that hit them in 1 year. And that's for tomorrow. I'm going to have a proposal. I don't know whether how it'll go over. That we work on some sort of a cap. Let's say that we're going to have to go along with the raises, but maybe set a limit as to how much it can be raised in 1 year. And that would still show the state that we were trying to get into compliance. I'm not ready to go into that details yet. That's
Dr. Rhodes, what you don't realize, and you brought up some subjects on how much of a hardship this is showing people, and I agree 100%. My houses went up. I know what you're talking about. The effects of lowering property below market value will increase the taxes on an individual trying to drive his car to work and be a productive citizen of this county. When you lower these values to a significant points, it raises the levy, and the levy is applied to not even an application here or an argument here. So you talk about hardships. When you raise levies on vehicles, on cows, on
we're getting off the again.
Tractor. No, it affects it all, Dr. Rose.
I understand that. And I don't want to go into I'm just saying that I think that this proposal this morning is not addressing what I'm hearing from the people of the county as to what is hurting now and why the protests. Is how much hit them this year suddenly. Not that they're not supposed to get increases, and they're going to have to pay increases.
Your job is to raise and lower taxes.
Mm-hmm.
To be uniform and comply with the state of Missouri means you have to raise residential properties in Taney County as this motion leaves the floor.
I have no objection to that. I have, I want to use an example again, too. I stood up at a area meeting or association meeting a couple of months ago. And I told the people there that who were protesting that to take what they thought their property was actually worth, not what you said or not what they'd had before or what they'd paid for it. What would you be willing to sell it if you had to sell your house tomorrow? Take that and then take 19% of it and see if you come up at more or less than the assessed value that's come out of the assessor's office. And if it's really more, come in there and we'll hear your argument. Not one of them has come in. And I think that the majority of the people in the county, if they take what they think the property's really worth and take 19% of it and go back and get it, there aren't going to be too many have a big argument. And those that have, we've lowered it.
Well, I'll stand by my information. I've got a 2000 study. It's not a particular residential okay. area in Branson, Missouri.
What year did you say that was?
University.
What year was that?
These studies
yes.
run from 06 through 09. 2,100 and some odd studies that says there's lots of homes at one. Lots of homes fall in between. Well, like I say, 1,000 of those would fall between 95 and 1.
I think you've heard everything that I wanted to present this morning on condominium units, other than I would, again, I'll be happy to provide whatever additional data you request. But I would urge you to look very closely at the projected values that we've requested as compared to the ratios of the other residential in the county. And just really quickly, I just have some other miscellaneous parcels that I want to run through, and then I think I'm finished for the day. The remainder of the parcels that were appealed under these same arguments were residential lots. And those residential lots, if you go to page 3 of your, it's the sales letter comparison again. This relates to the lots at it's the green chart where we looked at before. The exact same arguments in terms of reduction in value based on the request to equalize the value in accordance with the rest of the residential parcels in the county applies to the Branson Hills Estates, which is the third column from the left. It is, according to the sales letters I have, as well as comparing the MLS data currently obtained, getting the averages from the developer, and looking at the current valuation, the value is approximately 125.48% of what the current sales price and sales letters showed this year. So the same uniform.
Are these the lots at the golf course?
These are the lots at the golf course.
We've had several cases of those. We've checked the sale prices. We've checked with them. And yet you say that they're 125%?
And I have, let's see if I've got that chart with me today. Again, remember that what many of the people that have come in here paid what they're valued at, but that doesn't mean that all of the lots in the whole development should be valued at that. So what we're talking about, again, is the equalization of the parcels in accordance with the rest of the residential parcels in the county.
What is this board to do other than to base its information on sales that it has?
It's used
the sales that it has.
Sure.
It's used the figures that have been provided by the people who have come in here and said, yes, I did pay that for mm-hmm. it, so they leave it at that amount. You have other sales that you want to present, and those properties that you're talking about, are they similar lots to the lots of the people that came in front of us?
I don't know.
Same size?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the sizes of the parcels were that you've heard so far.
We need to equalize and achieve true market value. We've achieved true market value for those that have come before us. But I guess in order to equalize, we need to find out what those other sales are if you have other sales.
Well, to equalize among the other residential parcels in the county. Not to just set them at 100% of what they sold for, but to also equalize them, just as we talked about with the condominium units, but to equalize them for the same ratio.
Have you got a chart on that? I'd like to see it.
I've got right here the average. That's not the right one.
I'll tell you what's of more value to us is just exactly the evidence that's been presented every day when we look at the individual lots on the board and the sale of those lots and the assessed value of those lots, and we make a judgment off of that. I mean, we are presented as someone sitting on a board of equalization that is unequal. We have our decision-making process is off of the evidence presented on a plat of assessed properties and sales. We have over and over again sheets and sheets and folders of evidence of sales in these areas, and it shows the lot. And we take into consideration obsolescence, if it has a high line or a power line or anything like that. So I don't understand where we get just everybody
about.
Else. Let's just figure what everybody else's property is worth, and then let's just add that to this citizen out here that lives on a different lot. That doesn't make a bit of sense to me, Carrie.
Sir, that's what the statute says you are obligated to do.
It does not. It tells us to equalize the properties
among neighborhoods.
And the neighbor.
No, it doesn't. The statute reads very clearly, the Board of Equalization shall reduce the valuation of such tracts or parcels of land or any personal property which, in their opinion, has been returned above its true value as compared with the average valuation of all the real and tangible personal property of the county. It is not by neighborhood. It is the whole county. So if you look at a ratio and it says that a lot elsewhere in the county is at 75% of what it sold for and one in Branson Hills is at 125% of what it sold for, that's unequal.
I don't believe so.
Carry on.
Yes.
Do we have any Majestic deals we can pull up?
I've got the Majestic increases here I was looking at. Yeah. Right, here they are. That's all the increases.
Yes.
So you're suggesting that a $100,000 lot that we have 15 confirmed sales on is some way incomparable, and you can run a ratio between a $20,000 lot and determine what that lot, $100,000 lot, should decrease?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
You've got a $100,000 lot we got confirmed. They're worth $100,000. We got 15 of them on the list. You've got over here in Eastern County or somewhere, it's a bunch of $20,000 lots. And some way you've determined value by determining a ratio on the $20,000 lots versus a ratio against a $100,000 lot with golf courses through it?
No, that's incorrect.
It's not apples to oranges what you're trying to prove here today.
Yes, it is. What I've said is that
to the established sales value.
What I'm saying is that if you have a parcel, let's say in Eastern Taney County, that sold for $100,000, its current assessed value is its current market value set by the assessor is $78,000. That same lot, same size, in Branson Hills, sold for $100,000. Its market value set by the assessor is $125,000. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying compare a $20,000 lot.
Let
to
me ask you a question,
lot.
Though.
Yes.
You say, what you've cited here is has been returned above its true value as compared with the average valuation of all the real and tangible personal property of the county. It's would include condos as well, and you've compared condos to others and said that the others are a 30% reduction, but if you include condos in that, that average would be less than 30%.
No, I don't think that's at all what I've said.
You pulled a
maybe
subclass away from
maybe
the
repeat
class.
What you've said.
Okay, you said that older residential, okay, whatever your category is, other non-condo residential, you've said is at a lower percentage of value than condos. And then you've taken condos and you've said that they're at 98% or whatever. Isn't it, when you have to compare with all of the, with the average valuation of all the real and tangible personal property of the county, you haven't taken into consideration, first of all, the personal property of the county. You haven't taken into consideration condos. Condos are at 98%, and don't those have to be averaged in with the non-condo residential?
We talked last week.
Do you not understand?
I'm just trying to make sure I understand before I answer you, Bob. Are you saying that the average ratio, if you look at residential parcels in the whole county, and you compare condominium to that ratio and residential to that ratio, non-condominium?
You don't adjust it by the ratio that the other is out of line. Wouldn't you adjust it by how it is differing from the average of all, which would include
right.
condos as well? Because they are residential.
Right.
What you're saying, it would change the number some, but not a lot, would it?
I don't know how much it would change it.
I don't think it would.
But it's a point that needs to be made, is all I'm saying.
And you got to understand that we, the Board of Equalization, the last so many weeks have heard a gob of condominiums she's not representing, and they've all had 40, 50, 60% increases. So, it makes sense that there should be attention given to that.
Well, I think you've also heard.
I think her points.
Residential
you know,
lands and houses that's had 40 and 50% in it. Let's not just start saying that there's a picking on condos.
I was just raising an issue that needed to be raised, is all. And I understand.
And James, you're right. You have raised a lot. And I've
that's
noticed
what I appreciate
that
you saying.
Yep.
There's one point I'd like to make here now. You're talking about a lot compared to a $100,000 lot.
Yes.
We talked to a person in California the other day, conference call. They had bought a lot at Emerald Point.
Am I wrong on that?
They felt that the sales had gone down. They say they can't get even a realtor to show it for them. They wanted a reduction in the value. Yet they admitted they bought that lot because they intended it to be a speculative lot. They could turn around and flip it they bought it for $75,000 and they could sell it for $100,000 or $125,000. And they found out they were wrong. Now, on the other hand, what if in an area, if Payne Stewart really takes off, and I've heard good things about the golf course, maybe that'll go off. Maybe those will be $150,000 lots year after.
We've already had sales of $135,000
and
$150,000.
The point is to value it as of January 1, 2009. And as compared to the other residential in the county, it's very, very different. So the point is to compare the value on January 1, 2009, speculating as to what the values may do in the future. I have no way of knowing that.
But they can go either way.
Sure.
Any
sure.
Speculation.
Sure.
And that's
one question
assessment
on the chart up here, Terry.
Yes.
The second column there, condos.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the average of all the condos?
Yes.
Okay.
In the whole county.
And
versus
the lower
assessor.
30%, right?
Yes.
So that would bring it below the residential rate.
Well,
75% or 78%.
The reason, these are all of the parcels. The reason we've proposed 30% is on the particular units that we've appealed, they exceed that. So that's the reason for the proposal in the 30%.
But you
Does
have no
sense?
Residential housing exceeding the one.
You've appealed
There's
the
four,
liens.
Three or four.
No, this is an average, James. This is not all. This is not a line graph showing all of them.
But you've appealed
Sorry.
The links and the cabins and the Majestic. Is that correct?
Yes.
So if you lower those 30%, they're below the residential rate.
Some of them may be, yes.
30% off of 96% would make it down in the considerably in the mid-60s, so it would be probably 13, 15% lower than residential.
If you take it on the whole, that may be true. What I'm saying is that on each particular parcel,
each one of these individuals.
Right.
I'm taking the Majestic.
Right.
Let's talk.
And that's an average.
Do you want the Majestic lowered below the residential?
The particular parcels that I've appealed, we've requested a 30% reduction of their current assessed value. This is an average showing the difference across all the properties.
The Majestic is an individual group of properties.
Right, but what I'm saying is so Bob Smith owns
a... So you're not wanting those lowered 30% then?
Yes.
You want to leave those up there?
No. What I'm saying is that each individual property owner has appealed their property taxes on a parcel-by-parcel basis. This is an average of each of those projects. So what I'm saying to you is that if there was a unit owner that was well below, we didn't appeal that. What we've appealed are those properties that are at that rate or much higher. And it's on a parcel-by-parcel basis.
Yeah, but when you plug it back into your chart, won't it show Majestic's at 66%? When you
not unless you reduced all of Majestic by 30%, and that's not what we've asked for.
One information for the board's purposes here. We've seen no signature line or no who run these studies? Well, I know you helped, but I know this is gets really complicated in statistical analysis.
Those sales letters, that's straight from the county information system.
I know, but who put it into the graphs and everything? I don't see no signature at the bottom as a certification on who ran all these studies.
Oh, I've signed this memorandum. I didn't run a study. These numbers came from the information systems department, and it came to me in Excel, and I extrapolated it into a graph. It was an Excel function. I didn't physically make the graph.
Carrie, you've made a very good presentation, but you never did answer Dave's question. And here's the question that he asked. If you took those parcels individually, just like you said, mm-hmm. and you dropped them on the Majestic to 30% below, which would be 66%, and we've got other residential at 78 on the average, those 66 would not make this Board of Equalization do their job, would it? Can you answer that question for me?
Yes, I can, absolutely. And what I just said is that each individual parcel is appealed separately. That is an average. So the reason that the particular parcels are appealed today is because they exceed those numbers, and if you reduce them down by 30%, they are at, and in most cases, above the residential 78%. That's
you answered that question, but the thing is, how many of the total units at the Majestic are affected? You know, if you have 80% of the units that you lower 30%, then the overall average of all of them is still going to come down below the residential. Not just the ones that you're representing, but if you take all of them that were higher that you're talking about, you know, what percentage of those are above the...
If we go back, and this, I'm sorry, this is the sales letter comparison, remember?
Sure.
These are the people who returned their sales letter. If we could go to the graph that actually shows the sales data, and I'm going to refer back to what we talked about earlier on the MLS numbers, those numbers, I think, are going to help, because this is assuming that everybody returned their sales letters. If we look at the residential sales in Branson and compare the sales price to the market value, the current ratio is 59.19%. Back one more chart, please. Oh, actually, no, that's fine. Sorry, that's fine.
Column over.
Branson residential, non-condo, 59.19.
I'm caring about the county.
Okay, all right.
That's who we represent.
Fair enough. Okay, condos in the county, currently at 87.02%. Residential in the county, 58.04%. So that's...
Okay, why is there so much discrepancy between the county residential there at 58%? And the sales letters returned at 78.
Because that's the data that came from the people who sent their sales letter back, and this is off of all the 2007-2008 sales in the county. Well, so the green bars on the sales letters are just from those people who actually sent their sales letters back. These are actual transactions.
Well, that data came from the MLS?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that's in direct conflict with the superintending authority of the state of Missouri, which is the Missouri State Tax Commission. They never have contacted the county assessor that any such numbers exist. Why should we take an analysis, this board take an analysis, that is clearly not reflective of what the assessor has on file, and clearly in conflict of the studies that has come back from the state? Why should they do that?
All I can tell you is that as a taxpayer, you're to bring to the Board of Equalization data to support the reduction in value of your unit. We've done the best we can to obtain the resources that we have available to us in terms of contacting appraisers and realtors and using the data from the county. These are the numbers that I've been given, the averages that are shown on this chart, and you'll see if you look across the board, in many cases, the assessor's market value, that blue line, exceeds what the sales price was. And I think it becomes That's the reason we've requested the reduction. So the overall, and I don't have...
Are you sure Branson Hills is correct? Golf Villas?
Yes, I am.
That's one I have to address quickly because we got sales in. I've got them on for 169 and they sold for 402. Why is that chart reflective
of the sales? Of the sales data that I received, which was all of the sales that I was aware of in 2007 and 2008, and that may not be the ones that have occurred in 2000, that's not the ones occurred in 2009, and compare it to what the values are as of 2009, that's the percentage.
Wow.
Can you call up one of the buildings there at Majestic Table Rock?
Well, I mean, let me ask you this, sir. Chair, can we, I mean, that's part of the deliberation. I mean, we're now into... I mean, have you presented everything?
I have just the seven golf course parcels that I'd like to address.
Okay.
You have a chart in front of you. Let me grab one.
Go with the sales on it.
What is it?
I just want to present so we can actually...
Absolutely. What you have in front of you is a chart that looks like this. It's just a line chart. This is for seven parcels at the golf course. And the golf course parcels, we've proposed a reduction in value, a per acre value of $1,800 per acre. And this, and that's based on the average per acre value on golf courses in the rest of the county. This chart that, I don't believe you have this, I'm sorry, I don't have it for the screen, but what this chart shows is that these are all contiguous parcels at Branson Hills Golf Course. So they're hole one, hole two, hole three, hole four. They are broken up by parcel as they fall down the section line. And this chart shows you, if you look at the current market value as compared to the number of acres in each parcel, shows you the drastic inconsistency between parcels. So, no, this is market value assigned to it by the assessor's office.
This is the same golf course you're doing the comparison?
On the lots, yes, the lots.
So you're not blending golf courses?
No.
Same golf course?
Same golf course. These are the actual parcels that contain the holes of the golf course. What I was just talking about earlier were the lots that are near the golf course.
Right.
Does that help?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want you comparing Oakmont to Branson Creek or something.
No.
Okay.
No.
Holding that, but I wanted to hear it from you.
So this shows the inconsistency among parcels at Branson Hills. The Board of Equalization appeal applications that you have propose a value based on the average per acre value times the number of acres per parcel. All my client has asked for is that all the parcels be given the same value per acre, because there's no reason that one parcel should be $23,000 per acre and one should be $2,000 per acre if it's two holes running together on the same golf course.
What's the average per acre that you're asking them?
What we've asked for, and these are seven parcels. There are other parcels that are not appealed, that are not shown on here.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So what the average that we arrived at was $1,800 per acre.
Repeat that.
$1,800 per acre.
Did you get that from comparables of land value in Taneyville or something? Where did you come up with $1,800 per acre for Branson Hills land?
That's the golf course as compared to the rest of the parcels on the golf course that we didn't appeal.
So you're using the same complex, same comparables within the complex is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Well, but this shows...
I'm just
you
asking
say
where you got our data. I'm not saying I'm agreeing or disagreeing.
I know.
I just want to make sure I understand where the data is coming from.
It says 1,800.
You said 1,800 per acre?
Per acre.
But this chart shows the lowest at 2,000 per acre, or am I reading it wrong?
Right, and these are the seven parcels that were appealed. There are other parcels.
I missed that. Okay,
I got you. That wasn't very smart. I should have put them on there.
In other words, there are a bunch of parcels that are less than
$2,000.
Less than $1,800 an acre.
Yes.
And you can't do averages of 23,000, 29,000, 2,000.
And I should.
Have you done any developer lots?
These aren't lots.
This is the actual golf course.
This is the actual golf course.
we have areas of golf courses, ravines and stuff. We don't value the same. This has been a walkthrough. There may be a mistake on a lot. We'll gladly go look at it, but I don't believe we've got any golf courses in Taney County valued at $1,800 an acre. If I did, it will be corrected in 2011.
I mean, truthfully, I mean, if I may say, if even if all of these parcels were just reduced down to the lowest value, I mean, it would still make sense because all the parcels run together.
So you arguing the uniformity on this one too, or just value?
Well, both. I'm saying that they should be.
To go through.
She arrived at 1,800 for her appeal based off of the average of the other lots in the same
of all
development.
All of them.
All the other lots.
So back to a mile form of uniformity.
Yes.
A mile form of uniformity on this.
I personally have not. I believe the developer and his.
We'll have to go. We'll have to draw a plat. I mean, we'll have to look at a plat like we have on all the rest of them. One of these may have a lake view. The other one.
These are not lots, Mr. Strahan. These are holes.
I don't care if it's not lots. I'm talking about the holes on the golf course. One of them may be in a deep ravine. The other one may be a lake to go across. The other one might be something different.
And it could be a possibility I made a mistake.
Well, there is such a thing.
This automatically, we just refer to them to go look at it and see why.
But we will confirm it. We don't make adjustments without confirming.
Great.
And I don't want you to.
I really appreciate all the information you brought. Do you have supporting documents that you're going to leave with us?
I do. I do.
And there's some stuff I want to make sure I get.
On residential condo and all this.
I think I have it organized here, so.
And we'll give it deliberation then.
Just one more question. I agree that I was often saying that we should bring up, we'll do this in the deliberation stage. But you do have down, of the ones that you were protesting down here, how much their assessed valuation is.
She has done all the paperwork as our standard.
She didn't put our assessed evaluation on her form, as I can see. She just put what she wanted it lowered to.
Right, but it's attached to the. It's the same old form. We have all
we
the
can come up
we
with
normally
it.
Have.
We can come up with it.
Yeah, we have the same.
We can bring it up.
They just hadn't given them the
recess for lunch.
Is there something you need in addition to the sales data?
I think if you just leave the raw data, when we deliver it, we are going to want
all supporting documentation you have for your data would be great.
Got it. Are there any other questions?
I think not. Thank you very much.
And you'll be meeting tomorrow, is that correct?
Yeah, we're meeting tomorrow. We're scheduled out all day tomorrow until we're done.
Fair enough. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time.
By law, we have to be done by tomorrow, no matter how late we go.
Okay. Recess, sir?
I think we recess. We come back at 1 o'clock, so we have about a 45-minute lunch break.
You'll start right
away.
Yep. Absolutely.